Did you know the experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or just the stock market. It can potentially guard against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, not to mention the great economic danger of a recession lurking around the corner. That's why gold just hit a record high again. And the central banks, they keep buying gold at a record pace. Join the thousands of people who have called Goldco the number one rated gold company. Diversify your money with time-tested, safe haven assets, physical gold, and silver. Today, Goldco is offering up to 10% instant match and free bonus silver with a qualified account. Plus, visit CandaceLightsGold.com to qualify for a free 1 ounce silver Ronald Reagan coin. Love Ronald Reagan. That's right. Go to CandaceLightsGold.com or call 844-903-GOLD. Free bonus silver, free Reagan coin, free gold and silver information kit. What are you waiting for? Hey, everybody. Welcome to Jesus, Guns, and Babies. I'm your host, Dr. Candace Taylor, and I have two guests today, and it is going to be an awesome, awesome show. I'm going to start with a scripture, and I picked this one because they are both representing veterans, and so I thought the scripture was fitting. It's John 12:13. It says, "My command is this, love each other as I have loved ye. Greater love has no one than this, to lay one's life down for one's friends." So when you lay your life down for someone else, that's the biggest sacrifice you can give. And that's what our veterans do every single day. And so we have today Veterans for America First, Robert and Elizabeth. So thank y'all. Welcome to Jesus, Guns, and Babies.
Thanks so much, Candace, for having us. We appreciate it.
Thank you, Candace.
I'm so glad to have you. So I want you, if you'll just start off maybe telling a little bit about yourself. We can start with Elizabeth, since you're the girl, we'll let Robert be a gentleman and let you tell a little bit about your background and how you got involved with America First, the Veterans for America First.
For sure. Yeah. My name's Elizabeth Hoagling. I'm a mom, a wife, a business owner, and proud American. I'm a former state senator here in Nevada, the youngest female ever elected to the Nevada State Senate, got involved in politics really because so many people were saying, why do we watch these debates? Why do we even vote? These people never represent us. And I said, you know what? They will if we elect the right people. And so I started volunteering on campaigns, and then pretty soon people asked me to run. And so I did, and I was elected, and had the pleasure of meeting Veterans for America First. They're incredible, such an incredible organization that helps our veterans, helps our America First policies, and of course helps get President Trump reelected for the third time. So very honored to be a part of their team, and so very excited, and of course, always excited to work with Captain Carnicelli.
So were you a veteran? Did you serve as well, Elizabeth?
No, I did not serve, no.
Well, thank you for getting involved. That's awesome. So they need support too. All right. So Robert, you're a colonel.
Sorry.
No, God bless you.
God bless you.
I'm a Navy veteran and retired Army captain.
Captain. Okay. I knew it was a C. I couldn't understand what she said. So Captain Cornelius. So tell us, Captain, about how you your service and then how you got involved with this organization.
So I've been involved in politics since I was about 16. So you're talking almost 40 years. My father got me involved. He said, if you're going to live in my house, you're going to understand what's going on in this world. And it's not going to be from some educator. It's not going to be from some administrator. It's going to be from me, meaning my father. So I was a committeeman since I was 18 years old for the Republican Party. I went to the Navy at 18. I served 4 years active duty, 4 years reserve, got out, went to night school. But after September 11th, I felt like my Navy service time wasn't adequate, especially during the first Gulf War. You know, I was on a carrier. So I went back in as an infantry officer in the Army, with a desire to get into an intelligence. And to sum it up, I did 13 years in the Army eight of them, almost nine of them were in infantry. The last four, I worked for the DIA under General Flynn, and SES 3, which is like a 3-star general, Mike Higgins. So I really got to understand what was going on in this world. And when you have a guy like General Flynn, a 3-star general and a director, fighting with Obama and fighting with administrators about the deep state and radical Islam, and being told to shut up, you start wondering, like, this is the guy who runs, has 4,800 case officers, spies out gathering intel, and bureaucrats aren't listening. He's telling them what the problem is. That's when I knew there was something wrong. So I got involved even more and ran for Congress in 2022 against the Republican Party as an America First candidate. Came very close, but the establishment's very, very rooted, deep rooted in, and we just
What
have to
state,
play.
Captain?
That was New York, but I'm in South Carolina now.
Okay, so you ran in New York. Well, they're not going to let you in, right? They're going to cheat.
Well, it's funny because I ran against one of the eight Republicans who voted for the January 6th committee.
Oh, wow.
And with $3 million that he had and 300,000 I raised, I beat him in four of the five towns. And the county chairman who ran the town he beat me in overwhelmingly was where they controlled it. So, but
Course.
I just want to say one thing about Veterans for America First. The whole America First movement is not America only, and I think we need to say that a lot more. We are America first, but we'll never be only. We'll take care of Israel. We'll take care of people who really need to be taken care of, but we can't do that when there are the 34 million Americans out of below the poverty level.
Yeah,
So
and
we are Veterans for America first, but not only.
that's right, because we should be the leading nation in the world. The world looks to America and we have a servant's heart and we want to be able to help others. But right now, we're like a sinking ship. You're in the Navy. It feels like we've been shot the whole bottom holes everywhere and we're trying to like patch holes. And so we have to take care of ourselves right now. And I don't see our government doing that. And it was laughable because Kamala Harris came out and said how she was going to help those who are middle class with their grocery bills and all the things. And I commented on her Twitter yesterday. I was like, girl, you did this. Like, it's your fault. Now, you think we believe you? Are you stupid? Like, we know. So, anyway, thank you so much for Veterans for America First. I actually had interviewed someone from South Carolina that was also. Had been with your organization, and then they were working for the Trump campaign at that time. Maybe it was some organization for veterans for Trump. So anyway, we have 700,000 veterans in Georgia. So we have a ton of veterans here, and they're a huge voting bloc in our state. And so I respect them and what their wishes are. And the majority of them are very, very conservative and want our government not to be corrupt. And most of them have stories to tell, like I'm sure you could tell, Captain.
Yeah, and here's what makes us special. Being a veteran doesn't make you special. Being a veteran who served honorably and with integrity makes you special. Just because you skated through 4 years and you had subpar evals, you have to serve with honor and integrity. And I respect people like Elizabeth Moore, who joined an organization that is designed to help get veterans the resources they need to help with their mental health and their welfare. Because look what Tim Walz is. I mean, he's a veteran.
Yeah,
But
laughable.
that man did not serve with honor and integrity. None of his superiors said he was an honorable NCO, non-commissioned officer. None of his peers said he was an honorable service member. And the officer code is, we will not lie, cheat, or steal, nor tolerate those who do so. He lied about his rank. He misled people about his deployment and carrying weapons in war. He abandoned his troops when they were going to war. So, again, the tag veteran doesn't mean anything unless you really look into that veteran and understand, did they serve with honor and integrity, and do they have an honorable discharge? Did they do the right thing? So that's why having an organization like Veterans for America First, where you have people who care more about veterans than some veterans like Elizabeth. That's what makes this organization special. You can make any tagline you want, Veterans for Trump, but what are you doing for veterans?
Right. Well, I'm worried about his mental health. So I have a PhD in counseling. I have three counseling degrees, and I'm very concerned about him putting tampons in men's bathrooms and an incident that was published in his local newspaper with horse semen. I'm very concerned about his mental health. And so it is, and then he looks like Tweedledee or Tweedledum one when he's across the stage in speaking engagements, the way he's dancing around, frolicking. So I don't know that mentally he is capable of being anything. I feel sorry for my friend Stu Peters. I'm on his network, so I feel sorry for him because he's in Minnesota. And so is Mike Lindell, who is another dear friend of mine. And they have to be under his leadership as their governor. It's very disturbing. And so I don't think there could have been anyone chosen more outrageous and left-leaning insane than this man, Tiny Tim. So anyway, Elizabeth, tell me what you actually do in the organization. So you told us how you got involved, and if y'all just want to start talking about that, the organization, what you do, and if you need volunteers and if you need help, and where we are now with, helping President Trump get reelected, like you said, for the third time.
That's right. Yep. That's the most important thing is that our biggest goal is to make sure that we get President Trump reelected for the third time. We need all hands on deck, of course. So anybody that does want to volunteer or learn more about the organization can always go to our website, vfaf.us, and definitely check us out. But for me, so I make sure that I am in constant contact with other grassroots organizations across the country and how we can collaborate and help spread the message, and also we make sure that we can endorse great America First candidates across the country, and then of course grow our social media and make sure that we're growing BFAF so we can again get President Trump reelected and the other America First candidates.
You have anything to add, Captain?
Yeah, so like Elizabeth said, one of our major goals, well, the ultimate goal obviously is President Trump. Without him, we will not fix, this country will not be fixed, and we will be in a hole for probably the next 20 years. But he's the only one who's going to take on the World Economic Forum. He's going to take on NATO. He's going to take on the UN, all organizations we have no business being involved in. If it was up to me, I'd be out of NATO in 5 minutes. Unless you're going to defend yourselves, pay for it, and stand strong and not effeminate, make effeminate soldiers out of the men and make women in the military in your NATO forces more toxic, then take care of your own business. But aside from Trump is vital to our survival, especially the military. Our men and women are not what I served with when I was in. They're weak, they're feeble, they're fragile, men are afraid to speak. I mean, there's really been a war on men in this country. There's a war on masculinity. And the bigger war is on the controlled violence that every man should have within them. We should be violent, violent human beings, but controlled. Because when it comes down to it, you must be able to defend. And they're removing that. And I know, and I've studied this. The organizations outside of the US understand one thing. They never expected women to rise up so quickly to be defenders and patriots in this country. That never occurred to them. Their game plan for the last 20 years was it's been millions and millions of men who've defended this country and died for it and died for
Emasculate men. That was their goal. Emasculate men.
emasculate men. That's why all you hear about is trans women, men thinking that they're women, pushing that. So again, getting Trump in to do that, he's the only one who can handle that. But the other thing Elizabeth brought up is America First candidates. We have to, and this is what we do every single day, and she leads this, is finding America First candidates out there, endorsing them, and getting their name out. Because Trump, with a Democrat Senate and the Democrat House, is going to accomplish nothing. We must give him the full control. And then people can open their eyes like, this guy's not Hitler, he's not Stalin. Because Trump doesn't care about your skin color,
Know
doesn't care
that.
about gender. But I'll only be able to show that once he gets in and he has full control.
I believe President Trump cares about America and the Constitution, and I've never seen anything else from him but that. And so people don't, oh, I don't like his tweets. I like them. I like that he tells the truth. So I don't, you know, that's another thing is political correctness in this country. So Dr. Ben Carson spoke when I got my PhD, and that's why I got involved in politics, is because he said, if you do not get involved as leaders, we're going to lose our country to political correctness and the national debt. And right now, what do you see? The political correctness has been perpetuated. That's why we accepted everyone and we don't want to offend anybody. And so then we have this whole epidemic with transgender and hormone therapy and wanting to do sex changes on minors and litter boxes and bathrooms and furries and everything else that we have dealt with complete and utter insanity. And they have really grown the mental health population ungodly percentages because this has been allowed and it's been forced through TikTok and just the indoctrination of our youth. And so all of those things that it was part of that agenda, but it is to emasculate men. And I don't know, Elizabeth, if you feel the same way I do, but when the Lord told me to run for governor of Georgia, I was like, Lord, like I want alpha men leading this country. I know what the Bible says about men leading. I want them leading. But in Georgia, we have a good old boy system. And so when men get elected in Georgia, they fall right in line with this good old boy system. The Lord was clear to me, you're the disruptor. You're mine. You won't be bought. Even when I was offered $1 million, $3 million, $5 million to get out, to do this, to do that. No, I'm not for sale. I'm bought and paid for with the blood of Jesus. And so I'm so hard about that. All I care about is my children's future and that they're free and that I haven't just sat around and did nothing and not done my part to ensure their freedom. But I don't believe in us having a female in the executive branch at all. I do not want a female president. I do not want a female vice president. I want alpha godly men leading our country. And I want them in most every seat. I think that there's balance in some places for women that we bring detail and we bring emotionality and we bring that empathy that sometimes men lack because we're created that way, right?
Most
But
of us lack.
But I don't think that we as a whole should have women that are stepping up and let's have half women in government and half men. I'm not about women empowerment. And Elizabeth, I don't know how if you feel like that, you can talk about that as well. But people get aggravated. Women get aggravated with me that are about a feminist movement. I hate feminism. Hate it.
Yeah, it's crazy, you know. Well, and we're seeing it across our country with a lot of things. You know, everyone's saying, oh, I'm pro-woman, I'm pro, you know, feminism, but you're not because you also think that men should be able to play in women's sports. So where are you and where's your outrage there? I mean, there's just time and time again, we have men going into women's locker rooms, going into women's bathrooms. Now I was just at a restaurant the other day. You didn't even have a man's or a woman's bathroom. We had a everybody's bathroom. And I'll tell
Welcome
you
to
what,
Savannah, Georgia. Savannah, Georgia, all the restaurants have done that.
crazy. And I just want to let you guys know, men, stop fighting for that because honestly, girls' bathrooms are not clean. They're not. There's a lot of gross stuff in there. So stop trying to. And boys, you need to start putting the seat down just to let you know. But yeah, feminism, it's ridiculous. Get over it. You're filling it with lies. But to your point, Candace, you were talking about when you ran for governor. You know, it's here in Nevada, in the state of Nevada. It is the good old boys club here too. They get elected and they want their friends to get elected. They do not like when women, well, at least not when I was elected. There was two females in the Senate in the Republican caucus when I was in the Senate. There's very few, of course, in the Republican ticket now too, or Republican caucus here too. But it's a good old boys club. If they can't control you, then they don't want you in there. If they can and you're a woman, that's fine because they want to tell you what to do. But it's definitely the good old boy system here in Nevada too. And I think it is really across the country, unfortunately. But yeah, I think for me, I think if you have a passion to help, you should do that. For me, when I got involved, like I said, it didn't have anything to do with if you're a man or a woman, but it did have to do with if you can do the job. Unfortunately, for Kamala Harris, she cannot do the job and should not ever be president of the United States. We need an alpha male in there, and that is President Trump. We need, you know, some people will say they don't like the way he talks. I love the way he talks. We don't need another politician in office. We don't need another man to cower down to the other countries. When you're going and you're having those conversations, when you're going in to negotiate, you need to be an alpha male. You need to have the kind of attitude that President Trump does. And that's exactly why we need him. It's not just America that needs President Trump, it's the world that needs President Trump right now.
I agree. I agree. The world needs him bad. Captain, what you think about all this talk about feminism? Go ahead. I know you got something to
Well, it's a touchy subject for men, obviously, to talk about it. You bring up very valid points. So for me, being in the military and understanding that for me to get a 300, a perfect 300 score in my PT test, I have to do, I think I had to do a 12-12 in the 2 mile run, 100 push-ups and 100 sit-ups in 2 minutes.
Wow.
That was for me to get a 300. That was the basis for, I think 275 is passing to be an infantry person. Why do women need to get a 200? Like if you're going to do that, and it has nothing to do with, and don't let me forget to talk about the DIA, but I want to talk about this. You can't have women in special forces. You can't have them in Rangers. You can't have them in combat arms. And here's why. Unless they can pass the PT test that men do without reducing it, which they did now. To carry around for an 88 mic, lose my train of thought. The round has got to be, I would say, 75 pounds, 50 pounds, I forget, but they're massive. How are you going to get it there and get it there over and over again? You might be able to lift one, but how are you going to continually do it? Or I remember when we used to do 12-mile road marches. Your weapon's 14 pounds. You got 95 pounds on your back. But girls were able to put 10% of their body weight and stuff the rest with a pillow so it looked like a full pack in case anyone was recording it, that it wouldn't seem that they were carrying different weights. But here's the thing, the machine gunner had a 75-pound machine gun and a 75-pound tripod. When we did the road marches, especially in Officer Candidate School, the men rotated carrying the heavy equipment. So even though some women may have passed with those stand their own standards and they tried their hardest, you're not mad at them. You're mad at the system saying that they're not equal, but they get equal slots. That's bad because it weakens the unit. But on the reverse side, when I was in the Defense Intelligence Agency, I was the executive officer to the director of operations. Now, the operations controls 4,800 spies all over the world. I had every clearance in the world because I had to manage the deputy director and the director in everything. Deputy director was a woman, Colleen Kalina. And I got to tell you, I never in my life met someone like this. She made me realize what women are capable of. She would sit down at a table and you'd have 3 and 2-star generals coming in, ops guys, you know, and they'd have their legs up. You know, a woman comes in and she would wear dresses and heels. No pantsuits. And she would come in always late. I used to have to call her at 6 in the morning. You got to get up and get in here. But she was always a little bit late. But the minute she sat down and they had the, you know, the good old boys look that it's a woman, right? The minute she started talking about operations, they shut up. They sat up in their chairs and they understood this woman didn't get here because of DEI. She's a top-notch spy and a top-notch leader of espionage and counterintelligence, those types of things. And I know a lot of those senior generals were like, there are places for women, and we need to start looking at them as our peers. But she earned it. A lot of these women, they didn't earn it, especially the ones that sitting at the top, the 3 and 4-star generals. And you can see what happened in Benghazi. You can see what happened in you know, Bagram. But I believe there's a place for women in the military, in the government, definitely. But when it comes down to being a general, you've had to have passed every test everyone else did.
That's right. That's right. And so to me, a general is the top level. Same thing with the presidency, top level. You can't do everything a man, women cannot do everything a man can do. And men cannot do everything a woman can do. I get the gift of carrying a baby in my womb and delivering them and creating life. That's something a man cannot do. Don't matter if you pretend like you're a man, but you were born a woman, you're still a woman, right?
Let me ask you this. I'm sorry I cut you
No,
off.
go ahead. No.
I paused. Let me ask you. Men are definitely not as emotional as women. Women are a lot more in control of their emotions than men are sometimes. We got a lot of testosterone popping through our system, but this is a confirmed story. Trump was in a room with the leader of the Taliban. And I don't know, I will never say that I don't think a woman could be president. I there may be some. Elizabeth's like a person who could be, but I don't know if she would ever think of something to do like do this. I mean, to do like he did. He said to the leader of Taliban, "You touch a single life, you kill a single soldier while I'm president, I will kill you." And he reached in his pocket and pulled out a picture of a satellite picture of the guy's house, and I think there were even kids playing around. And he showed him as if, "You think I'm messing around? I will blow you and your entire family up." Now, how many women can make that comment knowing there are kids there and older? There may be some, we don't know. Maybe some can do that, but he did do that.
So you're right, Captain, because like for me, and Elizabeth, you respond too, but for me, I have no problem. Like if you molest my child or rape my child, I will kill you. Like I will not think twice about it. I'll go to pr I have no problem with that. You will not mess with my children. And I am a mama bear and I am very protective of them. But for me to even think about a child that is innocent and blowing them up, I can't stomach it. I'm glad some people can. Now, I have no problem with capital punishment for every person involved in human sex trafficking. No problem. Line them up, hang them up, put them in a chair, lethal injection, whatever capital punishment they need, do it. I have no problem with that. But children are a different, it's a different game for me. And you're right. It would be very difficult for me to do that. Elizabeth, I don't know. You respond to.
Well, I think we're on the same page there for sure. It's a different ball game when it's a child. Who knows if you had to do it, but that's the difference between man and woman, really, is again, it goes back to you've got to be an alpha male. You got to be an alpha. I know we've got alpha women. I know that we're strong women, and we can do some very difficult things and make some difficult decisions. But when it comes to defending our country, when it comes to defending American lives, when it comes to defending our allies, we've really got to step up. We cannot have restrictions. We cannot have weakness. We've seen weakness with Joe Biden. We've seen weakness over and over again on the Democrat side. We can't have that. We need to have a strong alpha male, like you said, and it needs to be President Trump.
And Elizabeth, for me, I feel more confident in a dress and heels. I feel like I am more powerful that way. I'm more powerful when I'm celebrating my feminism. I'm more powerful whenever I step back at a store and I let the man open the door for me. I'm more powerful whenever I stay in my lane and my role. And I make a lot, I mean, I make about equal to my husband. I might be a little bit more. So at times I've been the breadwinner. That's okay. Like, I'm good with that. But he still is providing for us. He's taking care of, we can't either one make this middle household bills without each other. And I'm good. But if we have enough money for me not to work and me to write books and do what I want to do, I'm down with that too. Like I don't have to work and feel like I have to have my own money. Our money's together. It's ours. We're married. We're partnership. I just think that we've lost marriage. We've lost unity. That's why the marriage is breaking down. We've all want to be independent. We want to be independent women and we want to not need a man. God created us to be their helpmate. So we're supposed to need a man. We're supposed to be together. We're supposed to do things jointly. And I think even in government, there's a place for women, definitely. And I mean, for me, it was to clean up a good old boys club. I think that there's definitely a place there, but we have to have that masculinity, hard nose that we don't have right now at all. The Democrats have emasculated everybody. They're going to have a DNC convention with abortions and vasectomies. Did y'all hear
Yeah,
that yesterday?
it's a complete joke. It's crazy. And before we move on to that, I just want to say, and President Trump does an incredible job of lifting women up throughout his whole career, his whole life. He surrounds himself with women. He puts women in charge of a lot of things. He knows, and we all know, of course, that women can do incredible things. President Trump has put women forward time and time again. So he's a strong leader. He thinks everyone's equal. He's incredible, and definitely support President Trump. I think we all do here on this podcast, of course. But yeah, it's incredible what the DNC is doing. Are you guys watching the DNC convention this week? It's going to be a madhouse, I think. They are already, and I'll let you, Captain, talk about this. I'll bring it up and you talk about it, Captain. But right now, they're building a wall around the DNC convention. What is happening? And yet, the borders are Kamala Harris wants to keep our border open. I'll let you go ahead and respond to that, Captain.
Well, you're right. And but what do they say about every protest that's ever on their side? They're always peaceful. Well, why are you building a wall if they're peaceful? But they're afraid there must be something going on, and they're probably going to push it toward, oh, that's what I was going to talk about. They're probably going to push it towards Christianity, and it's the white supremacists and it's Christianity that are at fault. Meanwhile, it's their own people. But they're going to say somehow this is tied to white nationalists or Christian conservatives, which is their go-to every single time. And what I wanted to say before, I was going to write it down. It's really enlightening when a guy like Flynn, General Flynn, says radical Islam back in 2014, 2015, and was told to shut up, never use that phrase. Obama told him. Remember Obama with the bicycle helmet, the elbow pads, and the knee pads. You know, that real masculine looking guy with the
Yeah,
spaghetti arms. You know,
he's
he
straight.
made America
He's not
look.
married to a man or anything.
What's that?
If he's straight, he's not married to a man or anything.
He made America look great riding his little bicycle with his knee pads on. But he told General Flynn, you're not allowed to say radical Islam, but they can say anything about Christianity or white supremacy. They can use any term that represents the conservative side, but their own side, you cannot label them as anything other than peaceful. Oh, but then they go and build an 8-foot wall, and they have special training with cops and ballistic suits and helmets and shields. They're doing massive training right now. It's a joke. It's really a joke.
I was at the RNC convention and we had, to move back barricades because people were out there with knives and guns and there was being robberies on Milwaukee, on the streets of Milwaukee. And, we didn't have a fence. We actually ended up being more in danger because we had to move away from the facility to come on even and walk even farther because they were trying to protect President Trump because the assassination attempt had just happened. And we were willing to do whatever it took to get there to him, to hear him speak and to be there, as delegates. But I want to say one thing about the RNC convention. Sarah Huckabee Sanders spoke and I was just crying. I cried more in her speech than I cried a couple of times, but her speech was so powerful. And the part as a woman that was so powerful to me is that President Trump, did encourage her, like you said, Elizabeth, he was so encouraging to women, but he looked at her and told her how you look beautiful today. You're this, you're that. And I don't know, but like for a woman, it struck me like he knows, he recognizes women are, soft and tender and beautiful, and well, we need to be told that. And he encourages women and does that. And they've had this, the media and left wing nuts, they twist him and say, well, he talked about grabbing a woman between her legs, and he talked about this, he talked about that. He is an alpha male. If he said that, he said it in front of men, and that's how men talk. And you know what? They're crude and they do that. Okay, I don't care. I care that in front of ladies, he's a gentleman. That's what I care about. And so I think that he is totally mischaracterized so badly in that. And it drives me crazy because I've met him several times, but he and I had a conversation one time when I was getting a picture made with him and I was running for governor. And he was so humble and kind of asking about me. He never said anything about himself. It was all about me. What are you doing? How did you get involved? Why, just everything he wanted to know. And he was very attentive and looked at me in the face and was genuinely cared. And so, and I did not expect that. I expected him to be kind of arrogant and nonchalant, but he was so humble and his spirit was so humble. So he's totally mischaracterized and I can't stand that part of it.
Now,
Yeah.
we all know there's only one Jesus. But you have to look at Trump and say, God sent him.
Oh, yeah. It's
And
annoying.
I should be more religious. I should go to church more often. I really every Saturday I'm like, kids, we're going to church tomorrow. We're only down to South Carolina a year, and we're trying to find the right church. But what person in your life, and everyone looks up to their father and their mother, what person in your life do you know that could have ever handled what he's handled since 2016? He was the beloved by Hollywood, beloved by the left prior to that. They have pictures with him with Jesse Jackson and every single black leader. He's the greatest. You come down those stairs and your entire life is turned over. You are evil. You're Hitler. You're Stalin. Everything they bring up about him, about women, and he wakes up every day and keeps going. He gets shot and he keeps going. Do you know any other person other than Jesus who I run around with my kids for 5 hours and I'm falling asleep. He's 76, but he's out there doing it. He has someone pushing him, and I know who it is. Someone's holding him up. It's incredible.
Incredible, incredible man. Oh my gosh. And you're gonna make me cry, Candace, talking, just listening to you talk about that. But yeah, he's just such a genuine, loving, amazing man. Every time I've seen him around his family, I mean, he's all about his family. He's all about who's ever in front of him. He is don't, because I can see you already crying and you're gonna
Hi.
make don't. But he is such an incredible man and such a genuine man. And I just don't know who else. I've been a professional my whole life, and I'll tell you, there's nobody like him.
Yep. And so when you get someone who is, authentic, it's the authenticity of him, right? And he is authentically kind, but he's authentically a butthole. And he will lay the hammer down on these other countries. And I said that on one of my other shows, and one of the media rags got a hold of it and said, Candace Taylor said that Donald Trump's a butthole and we need a butthole to be president. Yeah, we do. We need somebody who's going to go in and say, no, you're not going to do this or I'll kill you. You're not going to mess with America. That's just how it is. Like the captain talked about a while ago. And we need that desperately. That's why we're in the place we're in right now, because we've had weak, feminine, insane, dementia-ridden leadership. It's not even leadership. It was a fraudulent pedophile, and I caught him down on the debate stage with Brian Kemp. He's running our country, and he did not win. And so, whenever you allow that kind, so America was founded on God, on Jesus Christ, and we've allowed this regime to stay in power. We, the people, allowed it. And we can say, well, we couldn't do anything about it. Well, we could have, right? So we've allowed it. It's our country. We're bottom up. It says it's ran by we the people. They're public servants to the people. They're subservient to us, and we allow them to hijack this country. If people want a President Trump to save us, they want a God to save us, they want somebody to save us, it's up to us. And so we allowed this regime to be in here for 4 years, and that's on us because we allowed it. And so when we allowed this fraudulent thing to happen, we also opened the door for the enemy just to do whatever he wanted to, because it's not sealed. It's illegal. It's fake. It's not real. It's not honest and authentic. So we'll see if we get fair legal election in November. And if we don't, we'll see what happens. But at some point, do we want Jesus Christ running America, or do we want Lucifer running America? Because the immorality has flooded in because of this fake fraudulent system. So I believe in spiritual law. And spiritual law is when you have an open door for this fraud, then he has legal right to attack however he wants to.
Well, and we're seeing it across our country. Man, I mean, when was it that prayer was taken out of our school? And our country has fallen apart every single year since then. You know, I say it all the time on social media, that America and the world needs Jesus. We need, and we've seen it actually a couple of states now who have, mandated that our 10 commandments be put in the classrooms. So incredible. That needs to happen across the country. I'll say it time and time again. We need Jesus Christ. We need to have that moral compass, and we need to teach that to our children, because so much is happening, so much evil. Like you said, we're in a war, good versus evil. We're in a war of truth versus lies. That is the war that we are in here on our grounds in our country. And we have to fight against it. We have to get our Christians involved in our voting process. This morning, I was at a church registering people to vote. It's not easy. There's a lot of churches that don't allow people to come in and register people. You're not saying you're going to vote for, you know, you're not campaigning for a candidate. You're not campaigning for a party. All you're doing is trying to activate that base, that block of voters. If we had more Christians involved and more Christians paying attention and more Christians voting, imagine what our country would look like today.
Yeah. So half the church is not registered and half of those people don't vote.
Yeah. We've got to get every single person that goes to church to vote. And whether, by the way, that's church, not just going into a building, not going into wherever you go. But if, what did God say? If there's two of you that assemble, you're at a church. So even if you're doing it in your own home, please go out and get your like-minded people, your Christ-centered people out and registered and get them to vote, for sure. Super important.
Captain, I was waiting on you. You got something? Yeah.
Well, I want to use a little football analogy. If you're the defensive line and you're taking a step back, what do you expect the offensive line to do? Stand there? No, they're going to advance.
Yeah.
And Christians and conservatives have continually taken a step back for the last 50 years. So what do you expect the left to do? They have an agenda. They want to get it pushed through. And we keep taking a step back instead of taking a step forward. And you look at people who push term limits. I'm against term limits. I'm the term limit. I'm supposed to be voting you out if I don't like you. But we're golfing every week. We're skiing every week. We're at the beach every week. 1776, people weren't doing these things. If there were jet skis and golf courses back then, we would have lost the American Revolution. People working and taking care of their families and going to church. Working, taking care of their families, and going to church. We take so much time with leisure, we forget that we're in a fight every single day. It's our own fault. We keep taking steps back. I'm not taking steps back anymore. It's over. I tell my kids every single morning, I talk to them about Trump. I talk to them about America First. I talk to them about watch what your teacher's saying. It's a war. And thank God for COVID. Thank God for the China virus. Because if we did not have that, we would have never seen what was going on in those schools when those kids were doing the video homeschooling. When all the kids were home, you had to watch the teacher and you see the progressive pride flags behind them or the safe spaces behind them. If we didn't have COVID, there would be no talk of CRT and DEI. So we just have to keep moving. I know how bad that sounds. I thank God for a disease that killed, I mean, a virus that killed a lot of people. But I'm talking about the fact that it opened up our eyes to what was going on. We just got to move forward.
Well,
infantry men don't back up. They go forward.
God works all things for our good. So even things that the enemy sent to harm us, God twists it for good. I don't know how he does it, but he does it. So his word says, and he does it every time. But I was going to say, actually, I was praying about the election in Georgia. Georgia's really corrupt with our elections. And President Trump probably won by 500,000 votes, but he lost by less than 11,000. And so we've just been trying to expose this for 4 years. I'm like, Lord, we got the same system. There's no way they're going to let him win. Brian Kemp hates him. Like, what are we going to do? And he, the Holy Spirit, I had a dream one whole night about what he wanted me to do in Georgia. So I'm kind of carrying that plan out. But the main word he gave me was it's time to be offensive. You know, you're playing defense all the time. Be offensive. And so massive pressure is what we're applying. And we know the voting system now. We understand we get these ORRs and we get all the data. We know what it means. We don't have to wait years to analyze it. We can do it in a day. And so we're in Georgia law, and every state's different, but here you have to ask for a hand count within a couple of days of the election. You have 5 days then to file election contestment lawsuit if you want to contest as a candidate. And so there's real strict timelines. Well, if you don't have those ORs immediately, they have 3 days to respond to an OR, and they can give you a reason and even take longer. Then you don't even have what you need to write in the election contestment to get the to get it. And so to get it filed. And so we have to be proactive and have it in every county. We have 159 counties in Georgia. We have a lot of counties. And so we're strategically getting volunteers everywhere, and we are going to be ready to go. So if they try this again, we are not waiting years. We are in days away, and we can flip the thing the right way because we're not going to have the state hijacked again. And so, and that is an offensive approach, Captain. And so you're exactly right. This whole country has got to get offensive. And it's not just the Democrats. The Democrats are offensive, but we have Republicans who are fake Republicans. They are not really Republicans, and they are the establishment elite, and they're part of the New World Order. They're part of all the mess, and they are running things. They're in control. They don't want to get rid of this voting system because it's what is electing them. It's what's keeping them in their seats. Why would you willingly give up something that's keeping your power? And we are fighting against a political machine that's both Republican and Democrat.
Look at Dan Crenshaw. Everyone thought he was going to be one of the greatest politicians. I
Yes.
hope I didn't cut my friend Elizabeth off, but and look at him. First thing he does, he's flying off to World Economic Forum gatherings with Nancy Pelosi. So we have to, if people don't start researching and vetting and not saying, oh, look at this guy, like JD Vance. He served 4 years or 6 years. He did more in 4 or 6 years than Waltz did in 20.
Right.
But they both wear the same tag, veteran. So we have to do more.
Absolutely. Again, we've got to educate the base. We've got to spread the word. We've got to get our message out. Anybody who wants to get involved with Veterans for Trump, please go to our website, vfaf.us. If you want to get involved right now and can help volunteer with the Trump campaign, please, I keep telling everybody, please go to TrumpWars47.com. And there's a lot of different ways that you can volunteer, but we need boots on the ground. We need everybody to help so we can get President Trump reelected.
So we have about 6 minutes left, and I was going to say, Elizabeth, so I want you to explain what they do with you volunteer-wise versus the Trump Force 47. I'm actually a Trump Force captain, my husband and I both, and when we get off this call, we're going to door knock for about 2 hours, and so we're going to try to get some doors in today because we have baseball. We're our son's on a travel ball team, and we're just so busy, and like you said, it's leisure, but it's busyness, and sometimes we do busyness and it keeps us from doing what we actually need to be doing. So I know, like, door knocking and phone calls and all those things that Trump 47's doing, and we're targeting certain people. I'm not going to say everything that we're doing because I don't want to give our strategic plan out, but I know what we're doing there. What are you doing differently with America First so that other people can know if they want to sign up with you?
Yep, again, go on to vfaf.us. Please, and we'll be able to contact you. We're asking people if, what you are comfortable with doing. But most importantly, we've got to spread the message of the America First candidates. That's the top priority because we, as America First candidates, we don't have the money. We don't have the support that the establishment candidates do, that the uniparty candidates do, that, the Republican candidates do claim to be Republican and they don't. So what we can do is we can promote all of our America First candidates across the country. So please go on there. If you have a candidate that is America First that we have not.
So have y'all, are y'all doing fundraising? Do y'all have a PAC? Like, what are y'all doing to help the candidates? I guess you're helping them with publicity and getting their name out.
Yeah, so sorry. I stopped mid talking because the screen completely went blank, so I wasn't sure what happened. Sorry about that. But yes, please contact us. Go ahead, Captain. I'll let you answer this question too. So, Captain Cornicelli is actually our president of BFAF as well.
Yeah, so our goal is to get people elected, and right now is to get their name out, get the message out, and convince people in the areas where America First candidates are running to bring 10, 20, 30 people to the poll. Election day should be a day off from work, and busing people to the polls. Find people who don't know, who know little about the candidates, educate them. Once you've vetted them, that's why we vet them strenuously, and we're able to talk about them like they're our sibling and speak to people and say, listen, I'll take you to the poll if you can't get there. But that's what we're not about, raising money and handing out checks. And that's the lazy way, I think, for candidates to do their job, is to contact an organization, see if they can get money and do a mailer. No, we're not about that. We're about feet on the ground, talking to people and getting them to understand eye-to-eye contact. This is why we're behind Trump. Look at me. I'm not blinking 100 times and telling a story that somebody fed me. This is coming from inside. This is why you have to follow me to the poll. So that's what grassroots is, and we've lost that. But VFAF is bringing it back.
What about poll watchers and making sure we're securing during the election cycle? Are y'all working at all with any poll watcher training or recruiting those?
I know the county. Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead, Elizabeth.
So we're all, I think all of us at VFAF are also Trump captains as well, and we are definitely are pushing what they have in place. They've got a great structure. So we're all out door knocking, we're all making phone calls, we're all doing registering voters, like I said, I was doing as well. And so we're doing all of that. We make sure that we're in line with, again, we're a grassroots separate organization, but we want to be able to support President Trump. And so they have all of that in place. So we make sure that if somebody is wanting to volunteer, if we don't have that, then we make sure that they are pushed out and helping President Trump in any way that we can.
Yeah, and to touch on that, did you want to say something else,
Oh,
Elizabeth?
I was just going to say, go ahead, Captain.
To touch on that, every state has a VFAF president, a VFAF vice president, and they're supposed to be in contact with like I'm in contact with a lot of the county chair people within South Carolina, and making sure, not that I'm telling them what to do, they control their own poll watching and getting their committee people trained up to be poll watchers. But what we do is, if they, the presidents of each state, if they are missing people, they don't have enough, we'll try to find volunteers who will help them out. But we don't want to step on their toes. That's in their lane.
I love it. It really is working in tandem together, which is great because we don't want to waste effort. We want to be kind of laser focused in that. So it sounds like y'all really are working really well with the Trump Force 47. I've heard some states that are saying their Trump Force is terrible, then I've heard some say that it's great. And so I think if they work the program like it's designed to work, and we have people in the paid positions that actually care and they're doing their job and not sitting around just getting a title, hoping they get a Trump appointment when he wins, I think it works really well. So I'm
And in South Carolina, there's no worry about President Trump winning. So, as a military operation, if I have an area that I'm in charge of and it's secure, and I have a couple of areas on my outside that aren't, I'm going to give them resources to help them. I don't need them all here. So Trump's doing the right thing. Get that Trump 47 built up in these swing states and these states that are close, and don't waste resources here. We don't need it. We're good. You know, get
Right.
them to Michigan, get them to Arizona, Nevada, Georgia. That's where the resources are needed, because that's where they're going to cheat.
Right. When President Trump was here, a couple of weeks ago, and he said, there's no pathway to victory without Georgia. We have to have our 16 electoral votes. And so we do. We have to have our 16, and we count on the rest of you to do what you've always done and deliver. But if we don't deliver, we're going to lose the White House. And so I'm just going to tell y'all, Georgia's very red. We're just as red as South Carolina. We're very red. And there should be no question that we have a Trump
No.
victory. So, with us having question, you know how corrupt our election system is. So, I've spent the last couple of days exposing the SOS office, and I'm going to continue to do that. And I said I was going to totally dismantle the political crime syndicate of Georgia, and I am. And so y'all help us do that. We have to apply pressure. We apply major pressure, and we're going to let them know that it's criminal offenses. It's actually treason to overthrow a government. And we're not going to stand for it. The people are not going to stand for it. And we will not allow this again. I don't know why we were stupid enough to allow this for 4 years and let this happen because we were so shocked. We didn't even know that there was fraudulent elections in that was even, we didn't know it was a thing. So it's just taken us 4 years of like, oh my gosh, our elections are hijacked. Oh my gosh, they can create a virus and kill people. Oh my gosh, they can force a vaccine on us and they can lock us down in Damascus and they can push transgenderism on our children and they can take our bathrooms away in a public restaurant so we can't go to a bathroom that is, doesn't have pee on the seat if I'm a girl. So if they can do all these things, like, is this really America? And we're shocked. We're over the shock now and we have to get offensive. So, I'm going to let y'all close out. Anything that y'all haven't covered really quick that you want to touch on before we close?
I'll let you go ahead, Kat. Yeah.
Ladies first.
No, I just want to thank you so much for having us. We love what you do. We love, of course, we absolutely need to get President Trump reelected. Of course, with God on our side, we can definitely do it, but we have to make sure that we do the work. So thank you so much, Candace, for everything that you're doing and keep continuing to fight and keep motivating the people. But you're incredible. Thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you, Elizabeth, for coming.
Candace, thank you so much. I this was it was a great podcast. You're a very special woman, and I'm glad Georgia has you down there fighting. I'm so happy Nevada has Elizabeth. I'm so happy this party has Trump. This party has JD Vance and all these even DeSantis. I think we're going to be okay. Our eyes are open to the corrupt politicians on both sides. And I don't think we'll ever fall into this hole again. I think we're wise to it. But without you and Elizabeth and VFAF and all their officers, we could be in trouble. So it's never take your eye off the ball again. That's how I end everything is please never take your eye off the ball again. If you have children, especially, you owe them. You owe them to keep your eye on the ball. That's what a parent is. That's what God put us here for. So thank you once again for having me.
So, Captain, thank you for coming and thank you for your service that you already did. And thank you for your service now because you don't have to be involved. And I would just ask any of the veterans watching this, and I have a lot of friends that are veterans, they follow the show, for you to get involved with this organization. Go join. We'll put their website at the bottom of the screen. Please go join, get involved. You're all patriots, and I want you to get involved with them. This is an excellent group. Now, Elizabeth can reach out to you personally. I'm just going to volunteer her as tribute. So thank y'all for coming on, and I'll see y'all next week on the Sue Peters Network, 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. I love you. God bless you. God bless America. Did you know that experts call gold the everything hedge? Gold goes far beyond hedging against inflation or just the stock market. It can potentially guard against today's wars in Ukraine and the Middle East, not to mention the great economic danger of a recession lurking around the corner. That's why gold just hit a record high again. And the central banks, they keep buying gold at a record pace. Join the thousands of people who have called Goldco, the number one rated gold company. Diversify your money with time-tested safe haven assets. Physical gold and silver. Today, Goldco is offering up to 10% instant match and free bonus silver with a qualified account. Plus, visit CandaceLikesGold.com to qualify for a free 1 ounce silver Ronald Reagan coin. And I love Ronald Reagan. That's right. Go to CandaceLikesGold.com or call 844-903-GOLD. Free bonus silver, free Reagan coin, free gold and silver information kit. What are you waiting for?